Conley's got the ball teed up right on the X at the 40-yard line to the right. As we look at it, of the 50, two guys are deep for Fort Wayne Snyder, including one who is very deep, and that is Keaton Robinson. And there's the whistle, and the 2026 season is underway. It's a high, very short kick. It's going to land inbound to the 26-yard line, and all the Tigers had a chance to recover it, and they didn't. The ball goes out of bounds. A Tiger ran past the ball. It bounced at the 26. There wasn't a Snyder player, Andy, anywhere around it, and a Warsaw player literally ran right past it.
There's
and there's the flag for kicking the ball out of bounds.
But White, I think it was Wyatt Harmon. He just I don't know if he just didn't maybe see the ball. But, yeah, he ran right by it. That would have been huge.
Warsaw could have had the ball inside the 25-yard line, having stole the opening kickoff.
Well, it kept bouncing, and I'm like, what's going on here?
Wow.
Wow.
So not only does Warsaw not get the ball, but Snyder's going to get good field position out of it. And they will open up at their own 35-yard line, first down and 10. Glad that you are with us, whether you are listening on the radio or watching on the Tiger Broadcast Network and listening at the same time. And the Snyder offense will go to work, first down and 10. And Johnson will start from the pistol formation, walking around at the 30-yard line. Now he gets settled behind the center, sends a man in motion. He'll take the snap. He's going to quickly throw it to the far side. It's caught by his fullback, Burton, and Burton will turn upfield, and he'll get good yardage all the way out to the 44-yard line. So that's a 9-yard passing play on the first play of the game.
Did good blocking there on the left-hand side by the split end to the left and the slot receiver to the left. Just a man-on-man, put a hat on a hat. The Warsaw defender's tough to get off, and there's a gain of 9.
Second down and 1 now for Snyder. Working from their 44 on the hash mark closest to their sideline. Again, Johnson will put the fullback behind him. He will hand off to Burton up the middle. He's got the first down and more across the 45. He'll be tackled at the 48-yard line. That's a 4-yard gain for Burton in the first down for the visitors.
Kind of a simple, just an inside run there. Some good pursuit there by the Warsaw Tiger defense, just not enough to prevent the first down.
Well, that's one of the big concerns of this team going into the first game of the season is winning the line of scrimmage. First down and 10 for Snyder, opening drive of the game for their own 48. Johnson, quick throw near side, got a man open. He's got it at the Tiger 47. He'll be tackled inside the 45, down at the 43. And the catch is made by Caleb Clapper. Clapper makes the catch, and that is a gain of 9 more yards.
Some good pursuit there on the tackle there by Andrew Robertson. That's a tough throw to make from Johnson. That's a far sideline, a far hash to the far sideline throw, and that takes some arm strength, and it's a good reception there by Johnson.
Second down and 1 again. So Snyder so far looks good on first down. Johnson takes the snap. Again, he'll hand off up the middle to Burton. This time he's stonewalled. The official on the near side marks him short of the first down. The other marks him way past the first down marker. It's officially no gain on the play, and it sets up a third down.
We got two refs marking the ball. There we go. That's where it should be.
Yes. So that's not good. It's not instilling confidence
in
that official on the far side. Third down and short. Third down and a yard to get. With 9:44 left to play in the opening quarter, opening drive of the season for Snyder here at Warsaw. Johnson will go under center. He'll turn and give the burn up the middle. He gets hit from behind, and he's going to be stonewalled for a loss of 2 back at the 45-yard line. Stouffer on the hit made the stop. Well behind the line of scrimmage. They're going to give him forward progress to the 44. That's generous. It's officially a loss of 1, and now it's 4th down and 2.
Looks like the punt unit's on for Snyder. That's a great stop there on 3rd and 1.
It is. And the Tigers have one man back. That is Jack Bradford. Into punt is the new punter for Snyder. That is Maddox Shovlin, standing at his 40-yard line. I'll just say this now. One of the things that can get away from you early in the season, punt snaps.
Yep.
Maybe that could happen here. It is a low snap, and Shovelin's going to kick it high in the air and not very deep. It's going to land at the 22-yard line of the Tigers and go backwards and be down at the 23-yard line. So Warsaw will take that exchange. Snyder with a first down and seemed to be moving the ball fairly well. And the Tigers now will take over with 8:38 left to play here in the opening quarter and a scoreless game.
Yeah, I wouldn't even say that was a bend, don't break. That was, they had a couple 9-yard, plays. That was a good stand there on that third set of downs for the Tiger defense. That defensive line really penetrated on that third and one.
So the Tiger offense on the field, let's see how much they improved from a week ago. They were not at all happy as this first unit did not score a touchdown in any of their series. Sauer on the handoff up the middle to Schenck, and Schenck is going to be stood up right at the line of scrimmage. They'll give him a yard to the 24-yard line. Schenck had a big run against Snyder a year ago, in which he ran 76 yards for a touchdown. And, I think about that game last year over at Spoelstra Stadium.
Yeah.
That was one of the best games.
Oh, my word, yeah.
That we'd seen in a while. And that says a lot considering what we've seen over the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah. It was just a back and forth, and we just happened to be ahead by whatever it was, 8 when the final whistle sounded.
That interception down inside the 10-yard line that secured the deal. Second down and 9. And Snyder jumped off sides, and I think this should be a 5-yard penalty against the visitors. And again, it's the guy right over the ball, which I will continue to be amazed about. And it is offsides against Snyder. So that'll cost them 5 yards. And that'll move the ball and make it second down and 4. And Warsaw did not do a good job, Andy, on first down last week. And you can also include second down in that too, right?
Yeah, there was a lot of, second and long is one thing, but third and long is just something that this offense especially it's just tough. We know we're going to the fourth down more times than not, but third and long is not good.
Two wideouts on the near side, which is the wide side of the field on second down and 4. Sauer runs the counter play up the middle with Tucker Reed, and he'll get across the 30-yard line. Where they're marking the ball is about the 31, so that'll be a gain of 2, and it sets up third down and 2.
Kind of a little misdirection there to the right. Tucker just didn't really have any space to get going. He's one that needs to get that ball and get into space and enforce that defense to not only tackle him but try and catch him.
The Tigers, again, did make 7 first downs in the first 3 series of the scrimmage last week, but as Coach Curris was quick to point out on Tiger Talk last week, a lot of those were not because they ran the play correctly. From outside the 30-yard line, third down and 2. Sauer up the middle, Schenck, and whistle sound, flag flies. It's from the referee, and that usually is a penalty against the offense. And that's what we have. False start against Warsaw, their first penalty of the season.
That was a late flag.
Yeah, that was
For a false start or illegal motion, that was a late flag.
Well, that moves the ball back to the 26-yard line and sets up third down and 7. Part of this offense is getting off the ball quickly, right. And sometimes the official gets fooled. I'll be honest, looking through the binoculars, I didn't see it.
I didn't see it either.
But that's part of what Bart Curtis goes to the officials and talks about before every game. Look, we got a way of doing stuff. Third down and 7. Ball at the 26. And they're going to run the pitch. It's back to Wyatt Harmon. Trying for the corner. He's got some room. 30. Cuts back upfield. He's got the first down across the 35-yard line. They will mark him down at the 36. That's a gain of 10 for Wyatt Harmon and Warsaw's first down of the season.
It's just a play off to the left. Good blocking out front by the left side of that offensive line. A lot of room for Harmon to run. It's a good gain there on third and long.
6:38 left to play opening quarter. This is Warsaw's first drive after Snyder got one first down and then had to punt. Scoreless game here on opening night at Fisher Field. One of the things that we'll talk about is Snyder's rival, who is our opponent next week, is not playing tonight. It's a quarterback draw, and it's going to be Sauer on the keeper, and he's going to get 4 yards to the 40-yard line. By the way, they move the ball back to the 35, so officially give Harmit 9 yards on his carry, still a first down. and then gives Sauer 5 yards on that carry. So they get second down and five as we pass 6 minutes left to play here in the opening quarter. So far, no score.
Yeah, and that's a tough break for Northrop this week.
No game for Northrop because they were supposed to play a school from the northwest part of the state who does have power.
It's tough.
So they can't play. Second down to five, Sauer bobbles the snap. It's rolling around loose. Snyder says they have it. And, oh, no, Warsaw came out of the pack with it. I think Warsaw stole it from down there in the bottom of the pile because I thought for sure that Snyder was going to get it.
So did a lot of their defensive players.
But there's a Warsaw body on the ball. It's third down.
A lot of shenanigans happen at the bottom of those piles.
Can you share?
Yes, you can.
No. Can you share? Because I've never been through that.
No, you know, if they, say a Snyder person have the ball, the referees aren't really on top of it, that ball's fair game, typically. Unless that referee can see that Snyder person had that ball, sometimes it's the last person to have it.
Third down and five. So disaster averted there. Clock moving down to 5:10 left to play here in our opening quarter at Fisher Field. Roger Grossman, Andy Bandis with you. Steve Scott, Chris Lake back at the radio station. Third down and five. And it's going to be the option play. And again, the ball is handed off to Schenck. And Schenck got snowed under right at the line of scrimmage. Snyder comes out of there with the ball. They're fired up about it. That was not a good exchange.
No, in fact, I thought that ball came out again.
Schenck officially gets credit for no gain. Now the Tigers will have to punt the football. And it is Conley out there to punt. Conley didn't punt last season. That was Whitaker's job. And he's standing at his 25-yard line. And back deep for Snyder is Keaton Robinson. And Keaton might be a little too deep. And it's a perfect snap back to Conley. He'll get the kick away, and it's a low line drive kick down the middle of the field, bouncing toward the near sideline. Robinson goes over and takes a look, but he'll let it roll inside the 20-yard line and be down at the 18-yard line. 4:04 left to play. Andy, in the opening quarter, each team's had the ball. Each team failed to score.
And I think each team has some positives. Each team has some negatives. And we'll see which team is able to kind of iron those out more quickly than the other. There are definitely some bright spots for the Tiger offense and the Tiger defense. We'll see how this defense reacts to Snyder's second series.
So the ball will start at the 18-yard line for Snyder with 4:04 left to play here in the opening quarter. Scoreless game to this point. We'll see what adjustments the Panthers make now on their second possession of the game. They will bring in Buchanan in the backfield. He's behind Johnson. Johnson will send Anderson motion, and we have movement on the Snyder offensive line. It's going to probably cost them 5 yards.
I think it was the center. It was somebody on the middle of that line. I thought it might have been the center popped up, but somebody did.
Somebody wiggled. That's going to give a 5-yard walk-off against the Panthers and back them up to the 13-yard line.
Should point out, too, that was a good net punt by Conley.
It was. And if you had a better broadcaster, he would tell you how long that punt was.
It was about a 48-yard return.
It was. And you'll live with 48-yard net in high school all day long. They will hand off to Buchanan. Oh, the ball is loose. And Johnson will fall on it back at the 11-yard line. There was a bad exchange there. Looked like Buchanan may have tried to clamp down on it, thinking he was going to get it. And it's a loss of 2 yards back to the 11-yard line. Unfortunately for the Panthers, for Johnson, he gets the credit for those 2 yards lost. And now it's second down and 17 for Snyder, going the wrong direction back at their 11.
I think both offenses are showing a little bit of rust early on.
And some nerves.
Yep.
Two wide outs to the wide side, which is left, one to the right. Johnson takes the snap, looking left, fires it over the middle. Got a man open at the 15-yard line. He's going to be tackled at the back of the 14-yard line. Catch made by Josh Neal on the play. It's a gain of 3 and sets up third down.
It was a good open field tackle there by Ty Martin. I thought he had a good chance to pop that ball, and he almost did. Good open field tackle, though.
Third down coming up for the Panthers. Opening quarter of the game, just under 3 minutes left in it. Snyder backed up at their 14-yard line facing third down at 14. Oh, and the Tigers jumped off sides. Cook was trying to act like he was going to run across the line of scrimmage, and the Tigers are going to give those 5 yards back, which could be a big deal, and that's Borsa's third 5-yard penalty of the game already.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I know it's still third and long, but third and 14 is a little bit more difficult than third and 9.
It is. So that moves the ball out to the 19-yard line with 2:40 left to play in the quarter. Johnson with Buchanan behind him. Two wideouts to the short side, which is the left. One to the near side, which is right. Back to throw Johnson. Plenty of time. Throwing it deep down the middle of the field. Got a man open, but he couldn't get to it. Pass intended for Kaysen Warfield. He ran past the Tiger secondary, but the pass was off target. It's fourth down and 9 with 2:27 to play in the quarter, and the Panthers will have to punt.
Good route there by Snyder, just a little bit overthrown. But good defense there played by Warsaw to get out of that, and we'll see what the offense can do now.
And back to kick once again for Snyder will be Maddox Shovlin. And I think this is Tucker Reed back here now deep for the Tigers. It is. Reed might be too deep. As Shovlin awaits the snap, it bounces back to him. He'll run to the right and kick it down the field. And it's going to land right at the 50-yard line and take a Snyder bounce inside the 40 and be down at the 39-yard line. So the Panthers have the ball a second time, Andy, and it doesn't go much of anywhere either.
Yeah, I think we're seeing, like you said, it nerves, a little bit of rust on both sides of the ball, offense and defense. You know, as this game goes along, I think we'll see the more of that iron out. We'll see. Warsaw's got a short field here. We'll see if we can get something going offensively. Maybe get Tucker Reed out in the open.
Great to have you with us, however you are taking in the broadcast on this Friday night. We should mention our officiating crew is from the South Bend area. Roger Griffith, Phil Tusky, Matthew Gosh, Mark McCammon, Lucas Goble, and Jonathan Wolma. That's a veteran crew. They've been around a lot. This is a keeper for the quarterback, Sauer. And Sauer will get forward for 6 yards out to the Tiger 45-yard line.
And we'll take that 6 yards on first down. Sauer just kind of followed his blockers there.
It might be the best first down play they've had last week or this week.
Right.
Because first down and second down just have not been very good.
It's been difficult
for the Tigers at all. From the far side of the field, the far hash mark, right at the 45-yard line, we're looking right down at it from our perch here in the press box at Fisher Field. Sauer, quarterback keeper. This time, he will get about a yard to the 46-yard line. Stopped on the play by Fertile for Snyder. Officially, they give him 2 yards to the 47, and third down's coming up.
This is a big one. This is one we need to convert. And I think if you're third and two, you know, if you don't get it, you go to fourth and one, I think we'd probably go for it here. But third and two, this is a play where, like, especially as the season goes on, that this is a play third and two that you need to convert.
You're even wondering?
No.
There's no doubt they're going to go for it.
No, but, I mean, you need to convert this.
And Snyder jumped off sides, and Warsaw may not even have to run a play.
Nope.
Because it sure looked like the guy standing right over the center, Christian Cullors, is the guy that jumped across the line of scrimmage before the snap. Dead ball foul, offsides, Snyder. 5-yard penalty, first down Tigers. Everybody a little jumpy tonight.
Yeah. And we'll take that first down any way we can get it.
They all count the same, don't they?
They all do. It's kind of like the movie Moneyball. Like, do I care how you get on first base?
Yeah,
I do
sure.
not. Do not.
No.
Did you get to first base? Yes, I did. That's all that matters.
50 seconds left to play here in the opening quarter. Still scoreless, but Warsaw on the Snyder side of the field for the first time at the 48-yard line, first down and 10. Sauer said Harmon in motion, going to keep it and turn up field. He's got room. He's going. 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Tigers! Brady Sauer with a touchdown of 48 yards with 31 seconds to play in the opening quarter, and the Tigers have taken the lead.
And that was just an option play to the left where Sauer decided to keep it. The Snyder defender kind of played, Tucker Reed, and I don't blame him because, you know, Tucker's a big threat. Sauer wisely kept the ball, and as soon as he kind of, you know, I don't know if he faked the pitch, but as soon as he decided to tuck and keep the ball, there was nothing but green ahead of him.
I don't think he faked the pitch.
No, he didn't.
But he kind of rolled his shoulders.
He did.
And the defender bought it,
yep.
Hook, line, and sinker.
Oh, yeah.
Conley now for the point after. Reneker to snap it back. Oh, the snap is bobbled, and it's going to be no extra point. Tucker Reed tried to put the ball down. There was a Snyder guy standing right there who could have picked it up and run with it. He did not. 31 seconds to go in the quarter. Warsaw 6, Snyder nothing. Back in 60 seconds on Who's Now Warsaw. Great crowd here at Fisher Field tonight. Big adult crowd here in the middle in front of us. The Warsaw Band is two sections over to our right, and then the Warsaw Student Section dressed in Hawaiian gear.
It's Hawaiian night.
It's Hawaiian night. Conley to kick off. He had a great kick the last time, and that spot he kicked it is still wide open. And Conley is going to kick this one high and deep, and this will be taken at the 6-yard line. 5, 10, middle of the field, look out, 20, 25, here he comes, 30, 35, there's a flag down, 45, 50, and a stiff arm, and Conley, the kicker, runs him out of bounds at the 35-yard line. However, there is a flag down back at the 22-yard line, and it's a holding penalty against the Panthers, and that is going to wipe out a huge kickoff return.
Yep, that flag was thrown at about the 23, 22, so the Snyder will have it at first and 10 at their own 12.
That's a huge break for the Tigers. Well, that's an interesting strategy there for Warsaw because they talked yesterday in the Thursday morning practice. We are not going to kick the ball deep. We are not going to give it to their fast guys. We're going to kick it short. We're going to squib it. We're going to onside kick it. We're going to do everything we can to keep. And they kicked it off the second kickoff of the game right to the 6-yard line. And it was going to be about a 60-yard return.
Yeah. And you'd like to think that that hold helped, but I'm not sure it did. You know, I think he would have got that gain regardless.
Well, it was in the general neighborhood.
It could have been.
But I don't think you're wrong on your assessment.
The point, though, the moral of the story is let's not kick it to that guy anymore.
No, don't kick it to any of those guys back there. There's a lot of – and you give those guys a head start, a 15-yard head start, it's hard to slow them down.
Yep.
So that'll back the ball up to the 13-yard – well, actually, where they put it, it's the 12. So Snyder, once again, will start from inside their 20-yard line with 22 seconds left to play. In the quarter, Warsaw with a 6-0 lead. And they're going two backs in the backfield. Johnson is in there, quarterback. Ball to left hash mark. That's the closest side to the Snyder sideline. Johnson stands up for a second, then goes back under center. And he's going to hand it off up the middle to Burton. He's got a hole to the 15, to the 20, all the way out past the 25, to the 27-yard line. That's a 15-yard gain for Burton on first down.
And for all you listeners out there of my age or Roger's age, that was the old I formation, ISO right up the middle.
Yes,
sure. Let's go fullback versus middle linebacker and see who wins.
Snyder with their second first down of the opening quarter. And that should do it for the opening period of play. His time is down to 3 seconds, now two, now one. And that's it. End of one quarter here at Fisher Field. Warsaw, 6. Snyder, nothing. Back with quarter two after this 60-second break on News Now Warsaw.